Well, I have the great privilege of being able to thank everybody. So it's an easy thing to do. I have so many to be thankful for. First of all, to our brethren who have come and labored with us, thank you very much for coming. And the great thing about it is I can definitely say that I, for David, where is he? Right there, yes. I can definitely say that each one of the brethren came with a definite exercise, and we very much appreciate that, brethren, and appreciate your willingness to be here today and yesterday, and to give up your weekend. Very much appreciate that. Also, the folks downstairs who are still laboring, cleaning up, and so on, we appreciate that very much. And also for the good food that we were able to enjoy, all those who worked at that effort, and certainly the list is endless, but you get my point. There's lots of people to be thankful for, and also for all our visitors who are with us here today. A lot of you braved the storm, and some are heading back right now. So again, we're grateful for all who are here, and let's see. I think that pretty much clears it up. There's probably a few I missed, but anyway, thank you each one. Now, this meeting is going to go on until 4:05, and then there'll be a 25-minute break where we'll have a chance to pray over here on the side, in the side room. And then the gospel will be held at 4:30, and our brother Gary Sharp will be taking that gospel meeting. This is the final ministry meeting of the weekend. Sitting there talking with someone, and it just is amazing to me how quickly the weekend goes. One minute you're looking forward to it and all the preparation and everything, and then it's here and then it's almost gone. But we're looking forward to this meeting and trust that God will bless in this meeting, but again, this meeting will go on until 4:05. I do have a few prayer requests. They're the ones that Kelly has already mentioned, but I will ask you to just remember them. Continue to pray for the Martin family, bereaved, and pray for Esme Van Doren, the daughter of Robbie and Liz Van Doren. Pray for Peter Ramsey, who has a broken arm, at least in two places, I believe. Pray for Virginia Murphy from this assembly, who is recovering from pneumonia, and she's still in the care home, if I remember right. No, not now. Okay, she's home now. Pray for Michelle Dennison. We're thankful that she came through her surgery fine and is progressing, as we heard yesterday. And last of all, I'll mention Mark Taylor from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, who is going through some treatment for his cancer. Pray for him. And there, again, remember the gospel meetings that we're aware of in Sarnia, and Stout, and Marion. This will conclude the announcements. Again, we won't have the announcements for the gospel meeting, but that meeting will be at 4:30.